Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Not Having It.
Hello everyone! Linda, why you look so serious, girl?
I'll be looking serious because it's a serious matter.
She's not having it.com today.
I'm not having it.com as any other day. I hope that all of you, whoever's listening to this, have had a good week. You know, good weekend. And yeah, let's just get straight into it because I'm not having it. Right, so Paniz, do you want to start us off?
With my not
with
having
something
it.
That you're not having it with. Yeah, go on.
There's been a lot of things that I've not been having it with this week. I think there's like a lot happening in the world. So first of all, I don't know if you saw this, you probably did, but Sainsbury's Christmas ad.
Yes.
Yes, so you know about this. So for
I had this on my little
on your list as well. So yeah. For those of you who are outside of the UK, don't know what the hell we're talking about, Sainsbury's is a big supermarket chain that a lot of people in the UK use to go shopping for. You know, we all use it. It's very big, very, very big. And basically they had a Christmas advert put out, and normally in the UK, these supermarkets, they put out really good Christmas adverts. Like, it's like a really important part of what they do, like John Lewis and, you know, Waitrose, everything.
It's like everyone each year, like John Lewis, for example, have been killing their Christmas adverts since the beginning, and everyone sort of competes with each other to get
the best Christmas ads,
and that's actually my having it with all the Christmas ads coming.
Yeah,
but carry on.
So Sainsbury's came out with an advert that surrounds a black family, and just it's like a it was a very cute advert. I saw it for the first time on TV a few days ago, and I found it really cute. It was just about a brother and a sister, and gravy, and it was just a very cute Christmas advert. But obviously the main it was just surrounding this one family that were black. That's it. So Sainsbury's went and posted it on their Twitter, and if you went and saw the comments under that post, it was absolutely appalling. The amount of racism, the amount of hate this Sainsbury's ad was getting. Why? Because the people playing the roles were black. Why is it surrounding a black family? Why is it not a white family? We can't relate. We can't do this. Like,
how do you feel about all the other adverts that, you know, others can't relate to?
Yeah, mate, they'd rather have an advert about aliens eating Christmas dinner. Honestly, that was an ad about aliens. Aliens on Christmas, buying Christmas stuff. And no one, like, said anything, right? Right? But when it...
Do you know what? Yeah, sorry to interrupt but do you know what? After the black, the Black Lives Matter movement... I was waiting for someone to do something in regards to that.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Sainsbury's, well done to
well
you
done,
because
yeah.
sponsor us. Because you did an amazing job, because it, you know, there's no better year
to
than what, you know, what's been done this year to come out with an advert like that.
Yeah.
So well done to them.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, like you said, we have to do, you know, we have to all watch different adverts that we might not relate to, but it's not the end of the world. Do you know what I mean? People from different backgrounds want to be represented in the media, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You have,
and they do celebrate Christmas just like everyone
else,
you're black, white, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't understand what that was so, why everyone was so angry, and the comments were absolutely disgusting. And what makes me more angry is that, you know, people in the UK always say, oh, like British people aren't racist. But I think that alone just showed how racist people in this country can be. And it was absolutely disgusting. But like you said, I think a big well done round of applause to Sainsbury's. Because even in the comments, if you went and looked at it, Sainsbury's was replying to the racist people like, we want to be inclusive of all people. So if you don't like it, like, too bad. Mm. And people were out here saying, like, I'm not shopping here again.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Do you know what? I love the memes of like, people dancing to Sainsbury's because they're like, we can go where all the races are not, basically, because the racists aren't going to be shopping there. But on the business side of things, what crossed my mind was the fact that, we can't lie, Sainsbury's was one of the companies, like one of the markets, supermarkets, whatever, chains, that was not doing so well. Like, they hadn't come out with very much stuff, like it wasn't really in the public eye a lot, like for example Tesco's was, you know, bringing out so many jobs for COVID, and Aldi was doing this and Lidl was doing that, and Sainsbury was just not doing anything. So obviously with the you know, with that advert, they've done an amazing job. But I think it's also an amazing job for publicity, because they've basically put out Sainsbury's on social media again, so people are talking about it, and that's essentially what you need, you know, free, as well as paying for the advert to be played. You're getting free advertising by social media because everyone's talking about it, whether it's something negative or positive.
You think it was like a PR thing as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely, no, I think they did something that no one did, which is so good.
Yeah.
But I also think that there was a side of it that needed them to become relevant again.
You should...
100%.
But, okay, something that's linked to this, which I found very horrifying. Tesco, after the backlash Sainsbury's received, Tesco went and removed two of the black people in the advert from the adverts to avoid receiving backlash. Yeah. So one of the black lady that was in it, she posted a picture of them behind the scenes, and she said, we've been taken out of the advert, basically, for the whole advert because of the backlash that Sainsbury's received. So Tesco got so scared, took them out, and that was that. And that is absolutely ridiculous on Tesco's behalf.
I did not see that.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. It was shocking.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not saying that Sainsbury's did it only for the publicity stunt, but it is a great way to get people talking, and it's the perfect time to do it because everyone is on the lookout for these Christmas ads. It's life, and it's representing people that, you know, also celebrate that, you know, Christmas, and, you know, that human beings, basically, like the rest of us. But it's shit to me how they have to feel like it's something to be controversial.
Yeah,
about,
exactly. Like, why should it have to come? Why should that be used as a marketing strategy when all we need is, you know, people to be included in different ads?
Exactly.
You know, as such a multicultural country like the UK should have multicultural ads without it being a problem.
But hopefully, well, you know, in time, we will eventually, you know, separate the Karens of the world and we'll be all right.
You can shop at Sainsbury's, guys, but leave Tesco out now after that.
Tesco situation.
We don't want your
little
sponsor.
Bakery gang. Little bakery gang.
Tesco, we don't want your sponsor. Thank you very much.
Yes, Tesco, you've disappointed us. Actually, since we're talking about like publicity and doing things wrong and stuff, I have to talk about, so, you know, a lot of you might be on TikTok, a lot of you might not. Whether you like it or not, it's a growing platform. You know, if you're not on it, you're kind of missing out because it's the next new thing, basically. And with Instagram becoming like Amazon,
yeah,
and Twitter becoming Instagram, we are getting
also
away
some
from
of mine
that
having it as well, like the Twitter with their stories.
We'll bring that up later. So what happened is Charlie D'Amelio.
I had this on my list.
So Charlie D'Amelio is a young TikTok star, right? She was just about to hit 100 million. Was it 100
yeah,
million?
100
yeah, 100 million followers on TikTok, which is an amazing accomplishment for someone her age.
Yeah.
And so they had a video, a YouTube video out. I don't know if you saw it, Princess.
Yes, I saw it. Didn't show me.
So they had a YouTube, for those of you that didn't, they had a YouTube video on, YouTube. Yeah. And it was basically them having James Charles over and them having a private chef, which they're very, like, very, I think it's like their family chef or something.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
Just to make it clear as well, it was Charlie, which is the TikToker, and Dixie, which is her sister.
And her parents.
Yeah, and her sister is also very famous on TikTok as well.
Yeah. So both Charlie and Dixie are very popular, but not as popular as Charlie.
Yeah.
So basically, they're having dinner. They have this private chef, whatever. He's cooking. He's explaining some of the dishes, whatever. Both of the girls just show, they're quite disrespectful. I don't know if you thought this too, but I feel like they were just a bit, they were over-exaggerating, but you could tell that they were over-exaggerating for the cameras to make the YouTube video look more dramatic. So I think Charlie is being disrespectful in, like, he says that there's like snails or something.
Yeah.
And then she starts having like a massive fit and she's like,
that's Dixie, isn't
about
it?
To puke.
That was Dixie. That was
sister. Dixie, sorry. Yeah. And Charlie was basically saying, are there any dino nuggets or something? And Yeah, talking about just disrespecting the fact that the chef had made them this food. Just if you want to find out exactly what happened, go and see for yourself, because it's a bit difficult to explain.
Yeah, yeah, just go watch it.
Just go watch it. And then after that, people were just found it rude how they were just like disrespecting the fact that the guy cooked for them. And then Charlie made a comment how it's nearly been a year of her like reaching a million or something like that. Yes, and how she wants
that. Yeah, that's what she says. So she turns to James Charles and she says, oh, it's nearly been a year since I got 1 million followers. How cool would it be to hit 100 million on the same day? And yeah. James Charles turns to her and says, and she says, what is the 95 million not enough? And that's yeah. that. Like, that's all I'm going to say, right? Because that's what caused
but,
it.
Personally, I didn't think it was that deep.
Oh, it 100% wasn't. And, okay, so what happened is after that, after they said this, and it's clearly a joke, right?
She lost 1 million followers.
She lost, like, nearly 1 million followers just from that, because people started, like, cancelling her left, right and centre. And we already have talked about cancel culture and how stupid it is. But yeah. what made it worse was, what's her name again, the other YouTuber, Trisha...
Trisha Paytas.
That's it. Well, I don't know how to pronounce her surname. Her.
The 30-year-old
she's
wannabe.
She's a 30-something-year-old ex-YouTuber. Like, she's so irrelevant these days. And she came and just said, this is so wrong. They're so disrespectful. I can't believe they've done that. Da-da-da-da-da. Trying to cause drama. And I'm sorry, right? Okay. You're literally in your 30s bullying a 15-year-old just because you are so irrelevant now. You want the attention. It's yeah. absolutely ridiculous. And she said that everyone started pulling up all this hate on the two girls, like sending out death threats. Who does that? It's not that big of a deal.
To a 16-year-old.
I can't believe
like,
that.
That is insane. Like, but the thing is okay, fair enough. She was a bit disrespectful to the chef.
I think definitely the okay, sister but, was. I 100%. I think that was really wrong.
I think Dixie, yeah. Dixie definitely was rude.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Charlie did anything wrong. She was joking with the
but
Dino
the thing
Nuggets.
Is,
like, guys.
The 100 mil thing, like, why is that so deep? She's not saying, oh, I'm not grateful for the 95 million. She's saying, how cool would it be if on the same day I hit 100 mil?
People are just so... Do you know what? I feel like I've said this before, but people in lockdown, especially, but also with everything happening in the world, they're spending so much more time on social media. Yeah. And I think they have nothing better to do than just engage with just dumb shit. Mm. Like, why would you go and unfollow someone because they said how cool would it be for them to hit 100 mil? Like,
it doesn't
that's just
make
dumb.
Sense. Like, it's just an excuse. And the thing is, what I hate about this generation of young people is they're the ones that are always talking about mental health, how important it is to love each other and be kind, yet they are the quickest to jump on cancel culture. They are the quickest to send hate speeches and death threats. So... it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. Stop being a hypocrite, guys. Not you guys, but just, you know, overall.
Yeah. That was definitely a not having it moment. And I hope, you know, she's thriving and her followers are going a little bit up
now. I think
now.
She hit 100
so
million.
So I hope she does. Oh, really?
Yeah, she hit 100 million.
Let me go and check. Yeah, she did. 100.3 million. Yep. Well done, girl.
Yeah.
Well done to her because she deserves it.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Another not having it. So, yeah. So, okay, I have two things. So, the Twitter stories, which we were going to talk about. So,
yeah.
Many of you know, a lot of social media platforms this week made a lot of changes. So, like Linda said earlier, Instagram has turned into a shop. Removing...
Amazon.
Yeah.
Instagram is becoming Amazon.
Instagram is becoming Amazon because of Jeff Bezos. They were like, oh, we need to become the next Jeff.
Jeffy boy.
So, they removed the notification tab that was normally... at the bottom right,
which
sorry.
Was very convenient because you could just press it and see whatever yeah. you needed to see, and now it's at the top where yeah. no one cares about.
They removed it and they put it somewhere else, and they replaced where it was that button normally was with a shopping button. First of all, who is shopping on Instagram? That's what I want to know, because have you ever shopped
You'd
on Instagram?
Surprised. No, I would never. But do you know what, like, I don't think Instagram is going to last. Like,
no, it's with these
long.
Things that it's doing, with the things it's doing, it's gonna die out very soon.
Because you can tell that Facebook owns Instagram because of the way that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you're introducing a marketplace on Instagram. That is not the place for it. Yes, there are, you know, do you know what? Let me tell you something. I think what so basically Instagram is money, right?
Yeah.
Instagram is looking to get as much money as they can from people. And if they have, for example, a company, like a brand, have a pop-up link of a shop that takes them to their website, they get a bit of money, but they don't get as much as, say, if they could shop it from the app directly. Because then all those companies, or all those brands are going to ask, are going to basically get, have to give Instagram money for that. So it just sucks to me how everything's become about profit.
It has. Instagram has turned into a profit place because, first of all, with all the influencers, the feed changing and just showing us things that we don't want to see. And now the shopping stuff. I have, like I've said this before, I barely go on Instagram now, unless it's for not having it, podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's just lost its, like, uniqueness now. It's just turned into this, like, you know, ads everywhere, influencers everywhere. It's just, like, too much. It's not the same place it used to be. And now definitely with this, it's definitely going to lose people. It's definitely going to lose users because it's unnecessary. And it's the same with Twitter. For those of you who don't know, Twitter came out with an update with stories.
The dumbest thing ever existed. Ever. Like, I'm sorry, whoever is... Do you know what? I think it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
How, like, Twitter was a platform that was much loved.
I love and Twitter. And now... Twitter is my favorite.
Twitter is trying to become Instagram, basically. Because Twitter has calculated that Instagram is going to be like Amazon.
Oh, no.
So they're thinking...
Let's be the next Insta.
Let's be the next Insta because they're doing it wrong. And that is not okay.
Mate.
Because it looks disgusting, let me tell you.
I would never click on a story or whatever the hell they call it. And I don't even know if you realise, right, but on the day Instagram put the shopping button, Twitter got so packed because everyone moved from Instagram to Twitter that day.
Yeah.
It was too much. There was too much going on. And I was like, no, I don't like this.
Do you know what, though? Like, I've had the update for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. Really?
With the shopping. Yeah. So I don't know if my phone automatically updated it or whatever, but I've had this set up for like a couple of weeks now.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I still.
So it's not like I've gotten kind of used to it now. So it's not like a big shock. Yeah. But it was definitely when I first got it, I was like, for goodness sake. And I'm just thinking about all the reasons why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Not great. Not great. On a lighter note, I'm not having it. So, obviously, you may or may not know, we're in lockdown.
In the UK.
In the UK. And I've been trying to go on more walks, right? So, what I'm not having it with is the fact that people are running. And what they're doing when they're running is there's some big fat puddles because it always rains here in this country. And there's big puddles and they're running and they don't stop at the puddle. They run through the puddle. Is everything okay at home? Why would you run through a puddle to splash everyone?
That's
like walking past you.
That's weird.
And it's happened on multiple occasions now. So I'm like, definitely something's up.
Do you think they just don't see it because they're looking straight ahead and just run into it?
No, they look down, but it's just they think that if they stop for 2 seconds, they're going to lose their rhythm.
They think if they stop, they're going to lose the Olympic medal.
Yeah, goodness sake. And you see the back of their legs and it's all like mud.
Ugh.
And it's all like, oh, it's just...
That's just disrespectful. Are you going to splash everyone around you?
They did. They splashed this old man and I was really upset for him.
That's so mean.
I was not having it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
Really, it was really bad.
That's not right.
And he was like, whoa. And I was like, oh my God.
Aww.
Bless his soul. Yeah.
Poor guy. Yeah, don't do that. If you go out running, don't do that.
If you go out running, stop at the puddles. It's like a zebra crossing.
Or just like go around it.
If you go around it, they get on the grass. Do you know
Jump
what?
Jump over it, mate.
Runners are a bit cheeky.
Why?
They get bare nasty if you make them go on the grass.
If I see a runner behind me, I will slow down. I will slow down.
We always talk about this, but it's the last week of November, Paniz. Like this.
I can't. No, I fit. You know what? At work, I've written the wrong date. I wrote August the other day. Another time, I wrote September, and it just hit me, we're nearly in December, like... But
it's nearly gonna be a year to like from when this disaster happened.
I mean, COVID turned one the other day, 1 year old.
Yeah,
Miss Rona turned one the other day. So that's mental. But no, what was I gonna say?
It's the only birthday I won't be celebrating.
No, what was I gonna say? So yes, it is nearly December, but that means Christmas movies.
Yeah,
hot chocolate, you know.
True, Christmas that trees. Is definitely having it.
Yeah, so me and Linda, we should probably tell you guys, are gonna make a Christmas watch list, like the Halloween one. Princess Switch 2 came out the other day. I saw it on Netflix, but don't watch it without me.
No, we have to watch it together. I've been eyeing it, and I'm like, no, Linda, you're gonna be good. Yeah, you're gonna wait for Paneer's.
Me too.
Let me just say something.
What?
This time last year, we posted a not having it episode on Black Friday. Because it was like not having it with Black Friday and retail. Because if you don't know, guys, it's Black Friday week this week. And, you know, all the discounts and stuff. But with us being in lockdown, everything is closed.
Yeah.
So it will be really interesting to see how these companies and brands are going to cope.
They're going to pretty point still having, there on everything.
They're going to crash. They're going to crash. All the sites are going to crash.
Do you think so?
Well, depending on how good the deals are. Because imagine, like, you have nothing better to do all day.
Yeah.
You're going to go on these sites and see what's popping. Like, who's offering what discount. And what I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you remember, but when this pandemic first started, it's still to do within retail. When this pandemic first started, everyone was getting a bit, like, interested to see, like, what companies were doing and how they were treating their employees. You know, when they first were, like, and they were, like, don't go shop here because they're making their workers go in to clean even though they're closed. Yeah. Like, this type of... And it's so weird how that shifted and no one cares. It turned into, like, survival mode straight away. They were, like... Nah, mate, let's just survive this. I don't care.
People
like...
have lost the plot, love. Like, yeah. People have lost it. They don't care.
It's funny because everyone was like, I'm not going to be shopping at Next anymore because you're making your employees come in and clean on, you know, when they should be furloughed and everyone's off and this and that.
Yeah.
And, like, Caroline Hirons was talking about, like, this brand and this brand, how like bad they're being and how they're not treating their employees and not doing this and not doing that. And then that shifted and no one cared about it. No one spoke about it because they were all in survival mode.
Yeah.
And then the Black Lives Matter movement started. And then all the like companies that were doing, you know, that were not in support of that movement were you know, in the spotlight, and everyone was looking, like Starbucks, for example, and everyone was like, oh my God, like, look at that. And then it stopped again, shifted. Yeah. Everyone's using Starbucks again.
Mate, you're right. I forgot about that Starbucks stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now everyone's getting their lattes. I can see you guys.
Mate, everyone on TikTok's like, get this drink at Starbucks, get this drink. Yeah. Okay, everyone forgot about that.
Everyone forgot about that. And now I'm just thinking, like, it's been a roller coaster. Like, shop here. No, don't shop there. No, shop there. No, let's go back there again. And it's just
honestly,
crazy.
People have just lost it at this point. They don't know what to do. They're going back to places they said they would never go back to. It's just, like, crazy.
They're shopping at, you know, at places they never thought they'd shop again.
Well.
I understand. You know, it's really hard. Not to get your pumpkin spice latte. But it just goes to show, I think, that people can never stick to what they say. Mm. Your opinion, everything changes. Like, not your opinion, but, like, things change. Like, you know, I do believe that companies and brands can, you know, redeem themselves after, like, a scandal, depending on how well they, you know, and how bad the scandal was. They can redeem themselves, but... You know, there's no point on putting so much pressure on, like, if you shop here, you're a this and you're a that, and then going to do it a couple of months later yourself.
Yeah, I think it gets to the point where obviously there's so many things wrong with so many of these shops and so many things that we buy, and there is a lot to think, but I think people just get overwhelmed and they don't know where to draw the line. They don't know where, you know, because thinking about it, most shops, most brands are like unethical in some way, and it sucks. It really does. But I think
if any person or company or brand or whatever that creates a revenue does something dodge, like just not something dodgy, but is selfish, because they probably buy something for like 2p and sell it to you for like whatever, like they do profit. That's why it's a business.
Yeah, but it sucks. I mean, I've been boycotting Nike for many years. That's the one I've never bought from for many years.
Yeah, you've stuck by that.
Yeah,
you know,
I've stuck by that for many
years. Yeah, no, it just depends. But you know, people change their, you know, their views, whatever. That's why it's just like you shouldn't be so quick to speak out.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with like this Charlie drama and like the Sainsbury's. Like, why are you chatting shit and then you're going to shop there again? Like, why are you like this?
The Sainsbury's people.
This culture is just dumb. Like, why are you chatting shit? Did I ask for your opinion?
The Sainsbury's people saying, I'm not going to shop here again. Oh, so funny. Like,
yeah. And no then that's cares. That's their corner. That's their corner shop, and they're gonna go get milk there every morning.
Yeah, they're gonna go. They're just causing attention. They just want attention. Amelia Hamlin, and she's 19. And I was just like, again, because you know he was dating the other girl not a long time ago. What's her name again? Sophia Richie.
Sophia Richie. Yeah.
Yeah, he's also like was that age, and I'm sorry, but what is this nonsense? And like, no one says anything. It's so like. Normal. How, like, what? Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound rude, but I think for someone that's a father, it's a bit like, it's the same with like the Hadid family though, like Muhammad Hadid, like,
yeah, no, him it's and loads dating of people.
Younger women, it's loads of them. But I think that if you are a father, you should respect your kids to not do something like that, because
how are you dating this, for example, how are you dating someone younger than your kid?
Yeah, and also, yeah, exactly, you're dating someone younger than that's your weird. Kid or all the same age. That is messed up.
That's
to me.
So weird. That's not right.
And I don't know, like, would Scott Disick be happy with his daughter Penelope or whatever her name is
dating a 40-year-old?
No. So I don't know. But the thing is if you have money, babe, people will be coming to you and then you'd be not be able to refuse them.
So you think it's going to... I mean, that industry is messy, messy one, isn't it? A lot of... Yeah. It's not just Scott. It's not just the Hadid dad. It's many, many other celebs.
Many, many.
Both men and women. But
do you know what? Like, the girl, she's 19. She can make her own decisions. But it doesn't look very nice on both... Like, it doesn't look nice for the girl and it doesn't look nice for him either. Especially for him that, you know, he has a family. He has a daughter himself.
She might be 19, but she's just 19. I don't know. Me, at the age of 19, I was a completely different person to now. Do you know what I mean?
Me, as in the age of 19, was still playing with dolls.
Basically.
I'm joking. No, but I had a different mentality.
Yeah.
I was thinking about different things.
Oh, I don't know. But yeah.
Very, very interesting. I did not see that. So
yeah.
You were definitely sitting on a bad boy piece of
information. Bad boy piece of information. But now you know. Now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
Are you having it with anything?
So, as I said, I was having it with like the Christmas adverts coming out. Having it with Black Friday being online a little bit because, you know, the retail is not a good look, especially in COVID, which is why I'm a bit comprehensive about if it opens up in December how Boxing Day is gonna look.
No,
because I can tell you that that's gonna be disastrous. But also for retail, it's kind of like on the business side, it's really bad for them. So it's like you win some, you lose some, innit? So we shall see about that.
Yeah,
but apart from that, actually, I have one funny story that was not having it. That's a personal one. Since you love personal stories, I'm going to share it. So what happened is my mum and I are in the house alone. for some reason, our door started playing up. I don't know if it's ever happened to anyone. Our living room door started playing up, and basically my mum closed the door because she was like, oh, it's cold, and we couldn't open the door anymore, like it was jammed.
Okay. And
bear in mind, I don't know how that happened. You know so this is the handle, the little thing that closes the door.
Yeah.
That was jammed.
Okay.
For some reason. And we were stuck. No one is going to open the door because everyone's at work.
Oh,
right?
No.
I'm in my pajamas and in my robe. And I was just chilling. And I said to my mum, what the hell did you do? And she's trying to, this is just so funny. If any of you guys know me, you know that I'm the girl that has a life of a series of unfortunate events. Like, shit just happens to me, right? And my mum goes to try, you know, get it to open.
Yeah.
And the handle comes off into her hand. And I was like, you just broke the door.
Oh, my God.
And she looks at me and looks at the handle and just, like, starts laughing. And I'm like, no, don't laugh. And she's like, Linda, I need to go toilet.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, darling, you're not going to be going anywhere.
How the hell did you get out?
And then I remembered that the bathroom window was open.
Okay.
Because we have a bathroom downstairs and a bathroom upstairs.
But your bathroom is bare far away from your living room.
Yeah. So listen to this.
Oh no.
I opened the mate. there was a stall, right? We didn't have the house key. There was a stall, so I took the stall and I went out the garden way.
Yeah.
Came at the front. The main door was locked, obviously.
Yeah.
I got onto the stall. The stall broke. My leg fell through. It got stuck into the stall. I scratched the shit out of my leg. And then I went back and I was like, Mom, you're going to have to come help me. And she comes out and she's like, Linda, you're not going to get through because the window is still quite a bit high up, like, especially if you don't have a stall on the other side.
Yeah.
And the stall was broken. So I get on. I'm literally, my leg is aching because I've just fallen through the stall. A lot of you might be thinking, why didn't you call someone to open it? As I said, everyone was at work. No one was able to come for at least like an hour or two or whatever.
Right.
So I get in, I open the main door, and then I go outside to the living room and I open the door because from the outside the handle was still attached.
Yeah.
I opened it and my mom was like, yay! And I'm like, yay, my leg is bleeding. Like, it was literally scratched.
Oh, no.
And I've got a bad bruise on it as well. So yeah, that was
chaotic story.
I like to think of myself as Spider-Man.
Right.
So I was climbing.
You were thinking, like, you're Spider-Man in that moment.
My mum was like, mate, we look like burglars.
Really? Imagine if someone walked past. Like,
it's my house, innit? I can do whatever the hell I want.
No, I know, but imagine, like, someone walked past and thinking, what the hell is going on?
And she's just holding and my bum is just sticking out the window.
Oh, mate.
So, yeah, that was a lovely story to end this podcast episode. Do you have anything else to say?
Mine's a little having it that I keep seeing, and I find it so funny, right? So, I don't know. When you go on TikTok, sometimes it shows you random lives, like people doing a live video, right? You know what I'm talking about. And, like, it's people that you don't even follow. It just recommends live videos. So one day I was in my sister's room and we were sitting there and I see this live and then it was a guy with a massive wall behind him, and on a board it said, follow me on Instagram and I'll write your name on the wall. Right? So I click on it and I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? I click on it and this guy is legit. He has a phone open with Instagram. And every time someone follows him, he goes, oh, like, I don't know, Claire, you're going on the wall. And then he turns around, steps on a stool, writes their name down, and then goes back down again, looks at the phone, shouts someone's name out, and then goes back up and writes their name on the wall again. Like, and the wall was full of names, right? And he had like 2,000 people watching. And I was like, you know what? This is actually a really smart way of getting followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a good business strategy. Anyway, I keep seeing it now. A lot of people are doing it. And You had people in the comments actually getting stressed out, like, oh, please write my name on the wall. Or please write my name on the wall.
Mate, do you know why, though?
Why?
Do you know why that strategy works? It's because everyone is egotistical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone, like, exactly. Whether you think about it or not, we all, you know, we all have an ego.
Yeah.
And everything now is about recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it works. Anyway, ladies and gents, thank you for listening to this episode, if you made it this far. If you would like to follow us on Instagram, you can find us at Not Having It Podcast, and on Twitter at Not Having It Crew. It's funny because we just literally bashed on Instagram and Twitter, but we're telling you to follow us.
Yeah, follow us anyway.
It's still a platform
yeah.
that is relevant to Not Having It, because we're a Not Having It account in a Not Having It app.
Yeah.
There we go. But yeah, have an amazing week, guys. Let us know if you find any offers for Black Friday.
Let us know, and like,
don't shop too much, guys. This is your warning, because you know Black Friday is a bit of a dodgy one.
But have fun, even if you do end up shopping. I probably will end up shopping.
Yeah, I do as well. Sorry.
Yeah. So let's see.
But yeah, thank you guys again, and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.